Good morning. I'm Vin Ebenew. A Wallington married couple and two Toms Rivermen have been arrested in connection with an illegal marijuana dispensary in Bergen County. Vincent Scarpula and Richard Relenti are the two Toms Rivermen accused of working as cashiers for the illegal business. Officers seized a substantial amount of marijuana at a Garfield home, as well as THC edibles, THC wax and oil, and about $15,000. They also searched businesses in Garfield and in South Hackensack. Appointments for first-time drivers to take their written test or apply for a permit are nearly impossible to get on the MVC website right now. Spokesman William Connolly tells NJ.com that there's a historically high number of permits being applied for at the moment. Connolly said there are several contributing factors to the lack of available appointments, including the state's new law allowing unauthorized immigrants to get driver's licenses. Extended unemployment benefits ended weeks ago, but the labor shortage continues. Rutgers economist James Hughes says workers have more power than they did 2 years ago, and salaries will increase because that's what it'll take to get people back to work.
That's a whole new dimension to the labor market. Hopefully it'll reduce inequalities and disparities that have built up over the past several decades.
Yes, the Jersey economy is now growing more slowly than earlier this year, but modest progress is anticipated for the foreseeable future. Jersey Shore Republican State Senator Michael Testa is turning thumbs down on the governor's toddler mask mandate that goes into effect at all child care centers on Friday. Testa says trying to force a two-year-old to wear a mask is basically ridiculous.
I think it's going to be totally unenforceable. They're just not going to remain comfortable enough to keep the mask on for their entire time at daycare.
Yes, forcing young children to wear masks will prevent them from learning how to speak and socialize, and the mandate should be dropped. Toms River High School East went into a shelter-in-place mode on Tuesday morning after a threat was made on social media, according to Toms River Police. The building was secured, and an investigation determined that the threat was unsubstantiated. More than 8,000 men, women, and children were experiencing homelessness in New Jersey on one night this January, according to figures released by Monarch Housing Associates. The count occurs every year. CEO Taisha Kelly says they're not comparing this year's count to previous years because the pandemic shifted the way the count was conducted.
At the end of the day, there are resources that are coming into the communities to be able to address the needs of those who are experiencing homelessness. And it really does take a coordinated effort and a targeted effort to actually end homelessness. And it is actually possible.
Kelly says the pandemic has highlighted the importance of housing. A Farmingdale man is admitting to his role in trying to ship 10 live lizards to Hong Kong. 44-year-old Jason Sepska falsely labeled an international shipment of wildlife. 10 live rhinoceros iguanas, to be precise, to be shipped from Lambertville to Hong Kong back in 2017. The U.S. Attorney's Office alleges that Sepska was paid $500 by somebody else to send that package containing the wildlife. Sepska falsely labeled the contents of the package as toys. I'm Vin Ebenew on the Town Square Jersey Shore News Network. Have a great Wednesday.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.